Hello, David, are you on the line? Hello?
Hello?
David?
Yes, hi.
Hi, David. This is Patty Erickson.
Okay, good. Nice to talk with you.
I'm glad you're willing to speak with me today. I want to thank you for doing that.
We
really appreciate your participation. How are things in Texas?
Well, they're not bad. We're finally getting some nice cool weather after a long, warm fall.
Yeah. Has it been very dry?
It's not dry where we are. Houston is very humid.
Oh, I see.
West Texas is like a desert. Houston is different. Where is Taylor University?
University is in Indiana. It is about halfway between Fort Wayne and Indianapolis.
Okay.
And it is not close to anything.
All right.
Except for corn.
All right, a lot of corn up there.
Lots of corn. Soybeans, hogs. But pretty much we're a very rural location. I have some questions for you today that I'd like you to respond to. Some
okay.
of them may seem a little redundant. Just bear with me and try to we're trying to tease apart some variables, and we're trying to get some consistency.
Okay.
So some of them may seem a little bit redundant. Just bear with me with that. First of all, I would like you to describe for me the kind of students you typically have in your statistics class.
Well, you know, I teach both graduate and undergraduate. Most recently, it's been graduate, so I'll stick with that. They're second semester, first year graduate students in psychology. So it's the non-calculus-based statistics course, second semester graduate.
Graduate students. Are they traditionally aged graduate students?
You know, it varies. I mean, probably more often than not, they're, you know, fairly recently out of college, but sometimes they're in their 40s.
Okay, so mostly in their 20s, but maybe.
Yeah, mostly.
Okay. And you would describe these as high ability students?
Describe them as what?
High ability students?
Yeah, I would say high ability.
Okay. And how interested are they in the topic?
Well, you know, it runs the gamut. Probably from very little interest to quite a bit of interest. I've only met, you know, everyone has some interest, but you know, it's a required course, so.
Okay, it is a required course, of course.
Yeah. I mean, most of them are.
Therefore, it must be a required course.
Most of them are pretty interested, but I can't say for sure. Not all of them.
All right, these are psych students. And what kind of a gender distribution do you have?
It's probably 60% women.
Okay. 60%. All right. Excuse me. All right. Of the various fun modalities that you have tried in your class, by modalities I mean things, general categories like poems and songs, cartoons, games, jokes, of those things. What have you tried? And could you?
Not a lot. I don't know if I'm that good a subject for this experiment. I mean, I've had, one or two jokes and a cartoon or two, but it's not sort of part of the daily agenda.
Writing while you're speaking, so there will be time. Okay. So you've tried a few jokes and you've tried a few cartoons. In what settings have you used them? Let's talk about the jokes first.
In class.
Okay, in class.
That's it.
Would it be lecture versus discussion?
It would be lecture, yeah.
Lecture, okay. And how large are your classes?
About 12 students.
Okay. And this is introductory material.
Well, it's second semester graduate student, so it's intermediate. I mean, the course is called advanced, but it's probably more accurately described as intermediate.
Intermediate level. Okay, that's fine. Okay. And this is in class. Rather than in an online environment, this would be.
Yeah, it's in class.
Okay, now how about the cartoons? Where would you?
There have been. It's the same. I might show them right in class.
Okay.
Or even describe one.
Mm-hmm.
There's one I haven't been able to find that I'd like to show.
Okay. And how often do you use these?
Oh no, it's really not too often.
Okay.
A couple times a semester.
All right. How much class time is devoted to using them?
Well,
class period.
It wouldn't be a class. It might be 10 or 15 minutes per item, and maybe just a handful across the semester.
Okay.
So I don't use. This is a major teaching technique, obviously.
So if it's 10 minutes, would that be a sixth of your class time, perhaps?
Well, the class is like 80 minutes. So 10 minutes would be 12.5%.
All right.
Okay. Probably more accurately, 10%.
10%. And when do you typically use these in the course of a class period? Would it be toward the beginning, in the middle, toward the end?
It's probably in the middle, just as if something comes up that it seems apropos.
All right. And in the context of a particular topic area, would you use it as an introductory item? Would you use it as a conclusion item or somewhere in the middle?
I would include it in the middle, kind of to illustrate a point.
And do they, throughout the semester, do they typically get used early in the semester or late in the semester or in the middle?
I guess I'll say in the middle.
In the middle, okay. Well, you're consistent.
Middle of the road.
Yeah. Okay, so why did you choose to include jokes and cartoons?
Well, I think sometimes a point can be best made with humor. And I think they might remember it better that way, too.
All right. And these are both modes of introducing humor.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm writing. Have you found some to be more effective and others to be less effective?
You can tell from how many I use, I don't really have that. I can't say.
Okay.
I certainly don't have a measure on whether they learned it. I guess it's effective means I get a chuckle or two, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But over the years, I guess I stick with the ones I do.
Okay, so you use the ones that seem effective. Okay. Do they seem to work better for some types of students than others?
I can't say that, no.
Okay, all right.
Don't know, I guess.
All right. How did the students respond?
You know, I mildly amused, I guess I would say.
Okay. Now, of modalities that you may be open to using but haven't tried yet, are there any of those?
I mean, yeah, I mean, a short video, you know, in a couple minutes, okay. I would certainly consider.
All right. Is there some reason you haven't tried it yet?
Well, I haven't really seen one that
okay.
fit what I would like to talk about, but I haven't searched very hard, so they could be out there.
Do you plan to do that? Search for
I can, you know, I sometimes look around YouTube for things, so I'll do a little looking, but I won't spend a lot of time looking. Okay. I mean, maybe if, which as soon as we have them, if somebody sets up a site that sort of points you to the best ones on different topics, that would make it easier.
We've got good news for you.
All right. Okay, good. See, that's what I need, is a place to go to find them.
Actually, the CauseWeb website has an archive.
Yeah, I've looked at those cartoons. Yeah, there are some pretty good cartoons.
Yeah, and the collection is being added to.
Okay. Do they have videos in there? I didn't notice.
There are a few. Not very many, but there are a few in there. Okay. I'm still writing. Okay. Of the modalities that you are not open to using, is there some reason, are there any of those that you would not be open to?
Well, what are some of the, what are these?
Poems and songs, games.
No, actually, I have used a poem.
Okay.
One poem, I forgot. So I'm open to that. Songs. I'm open to any of them.
Okay.
Games. I haven't seen, well, I don't think they're that, for the level that I teach, I don't think they're,
okay.
they're the best way to teach it.
So you don't think they're appropriate for your level?
I mean, I wouldn't say absolutely, but I haven't seen one.
Okay.
I don't think there's that many statistics games, anyway.
Not a lot.
I don't know many.
Yeah. But there are some.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but they'd probably be better for the intro level.
Yes.
Because what I teach is too specialized for someone to go to all the trouble to
mm-hmm.
make up a game for.
Okay. All right. Going back to jokes and cartoons, which is what you
okay.
use the most, I guess, maybe the poem also.
Well, add poem, yeah.
Poem. What delivery system did you use? Did you deliver it personally in class yourself? Did you play it from a recording? Did you?
Yeah, the poem, I actually had students read different parts of it.
Okay.
Those were past participatory reading. Others, I either told it or showed it in class.
And this is all done in class?
Yeah.
Okay, all in class, not okay. Did you find that having the students read the poem was effective?
It was, yeah. Because the ones who volunteered, I think, are better
okay.
readers than I am.
Yeah. Okay. Do you ever use food?
Is what?
Food.
Food?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
Not that I can think of.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I actually, This has gone very quickly. We are almost done.
Okay. Well, I don't have as much experience with this as some of your other people, so I don't have.
I don't want to take a lot of your time either. So, can you tell me anything else about your hesitations?
You know, it's not really a hesitation. It's just I haven't taken the initiative to do it. I wouldn't hesitate to use these. I just haven't gone way out of my way to find the right thing. And then again, part of the problem is the course I teach is somewhat specialized, so a lot of the better humor might not be particularly relevant to it.
And, okay, can you tell me anything more about your motivations, why you use fun things in your classroom?
Well, I mean, statistics can be a pretty dry subject, so it can help for having them learn something, but I think it can break up a dull class and sort of give them a chance to laugh and then maybe have a better attitude as we get back to the material at hand. You do like students to enjoy the class if you can get them to do that.
Do you think they learn better if they're having fun?
Not necessarily. But I still think it's a good thing. I think they learn better if you do what I don't do, which is test them all the time and make them suffer all the time, but I don't teach that way.
Okay.
The more you test them, the more they learn. But
the more they learn.
It makes for a very uncomfortable environment, so I prefer the fun to what I know probably teaches them the most.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you give me a definition of fun?
Of fun?
Mm-hmm. What do you think fun is in the context of a classroom?
Well, I would define it very broadly as anything that's enjoyable. And it doesn't have to be, something external like a cartoon. I mean, to some people, you know, even the content itself can be fun. Finding a solution to a problem can be fun.
Well, I certainly think so.
I know, but I don't have people like you in my class.
That's true. Okay. All right. That's very good. I thank you very much for sharing all this with me today. I really do appreciate it.
My pleasure.
As a thank you, we are offering a chance on a $25 gift card. And
your
name will be put in the hat to have a chance on that. And if you win the gift card, we will be contacting you again. And I thank you again for participating. We really do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So thank you. And
good luck.
Have a good day.
Yep, thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Please stand by.